The sound of students.
This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon, you're listening to EN4 News. Here are your afternoon headlines. The president of suspended Catalonia Parliament says the Spanish government charges brought against the region's political leaders are groundless. Charles Puigdemont is facing a charge of rebellion at home and has been speaking to reporters in Brussels. He says he's not asking for asylum in Belgium and that he will take part in the regional elections in December. He's calling on supporters to avoid violence.
I am not here in order to demand asylum, political asylum. This is not a Belgian question. I'm here in Brussels as the capital of Europe. I'm here in order to act with freedom and safety.
A new government review could mean big changes for gambling addicts. New legislation could see the maximum stake for fixed-odd betting terminals or gambling machines drop to as little as £2. Currently, people can bet up to £100 every 20 seconds on electronic casino games, but ministers are considering a new limit somewhere between £2 and £50. The 12-week government consultation to reduce the risk of people suffering large losses and to tighten up on advertising rules. A new study shows that those of us who work 9-to-5 jobs can only be getting up to 5 hours of sleep each night. We spoke to Napier psychology graduate about the use of sleep supplements.
I think it fixes the problem short term, but you're essentially just masking a bigger problem. Like, a lot of people can't sleep because they have, like, issues, and that's what's keeping them up. If you're taking supplements, all you're doing is ignoring that.
And now to Cameron for some sports news. So Cameron, I hear that there's a big game tonight for Celtic at Parkhead.
Yes, Katie, Celtic play tonight in an enticing clash with Bayern Munich in their new Champions League campaign. The Celts are looking to rebound from a 3-0 defeat in Munich a fortnight ago. Chelsea and Manchester United are also in action tonight. Hibs could also go third tonight with a win over Kilmarnock in the Scottish Premiership. Neil Lennon's side would leapfrog Rangers and Motherwell with the 3 points at Rugby Park this evening. However, Killy will be looking to build on their promising start from their new manager, Steve Clarke. We'll be discussing the news this morning that a parliamentary committee are looking into allegations some Paralympian athletes try to cheat the classification system. We'll also have updates on Samo Farah's decision to part company with coach Alberto Salazar. And we've been speaking to journalist Gordon Brown about the proclaimed legend of the horse racing world, Mary Reevely, who passed away suddenly last night at the age of 77. There's all that and a lot more at 4:30, but if you can't wait until then, be sure to check us out online at em4news.com for more sports news. Katie?
Thanks, Cameron. Billy Connolly is trying out new names to suit his new title. As from today, Scotland's beloved comedian is to be known as Sir Billy Connolly. He received a knighthood for his services to charity, but feels Sir Lancelot has a lot of a better ring than Sir Billy.
I'm just flabbergasted, overjoyed. It's been a brilliant experience being painted and otherwise by these genius people.
And that's all from us now at EN4 News. Be sure to follow us for more news on social media and tune in for more on these stories at 4:30. From all of us here, good afternoon. Radio Energy.